Goulden receives it, kicks towards the hotspot, ball hits the deck, comes out towards Blakey, his hand pass to Fox, to Campbell, who hooks a kick across the goal face. It'll bounce, and it'll stay in play, and that'll be it. From walking on thin ice to dancing on the mountaintop, the Brisbane Lions never stopped believing. Chris Fagan and his Lions win it all in 2024.
If you live north of the border, I've got no doubt you never tire of hearing the moment the Brisbane Lions secured their first premiership in 21 years at the MCG last year. Chris Fagan's men finally delivering on the final Saturday in September after being perennial finals contenders the previous six seasons. But one of the reasons the club was able to salute on grand final day and find yourself now with a 7-1 record to start this season is the crew of young stars coming into the playing group. None more so than Logan Morris, who kicked two goals on the biggest stage there is, alongside the efforts of Kai Lohman and the Norm Smith medalist Will Ashcroft as they crashed the Sydney Swans coronation ceremony. Now, Logan's just signed a new two-year deal with the Lions. He's rejected offers from Melbourne clubs to stay in Brisbane ahead of a trip to Hobart to take on North Melbourne at 4:30pm tomorrow on your ABC Listen app. And he joins us now. How are you, Logan?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm fantastic. Thanks for being on the Saturday Sledge. What's it like to ensure your future for the next 2 years with the Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, I'm over the. I'm pretty wrapped with it. Obviously, it's a pretty big decision to stay in Brisbane, but I love it here in Brisbane. I've got great relationships here, so it was a pretty easy decision for me to stay, and I'm keen for the next 2 years and see what this club can do.
Was there any consideration of going back home to Melbourne?
Yeah, there was a little bit of thought. Obviously, Victoria is home, but also feel like home is here in Brisbane. So I just surrounded myself with mates and family and definitely made the right decision to stay. And I love this club and I can definitely see my future here.
I know you head off to Hobart soon to play against the Kangaroos, but I understand this morning you were on the golf course with some of those mates. How'd you hit them?
Yeah, I was on there at 7:20 tea time, nice and early, myself and Cam Rayner and Eric Hitwood. It was a good morning. I'd like to get out on the course on our off days, just take the mind off footy because we're always thinking about that, obviously. And it was a good morning out on the course.
I understand Eric can hit them a mile, but what's your best attribute? Are you a good driver? Are you good with your chipping and putting? What's the best thing for you when you play golf?
I'm no good off the tee. So if I can get it to anywhere between 80 to 100, then I'm all right, but I'm shocking off the tee. So, yeah, get me around the green and I'll be all right, but off the tee, I'm shocking.
All right, so you just like kicking goals. You like knocking those balls in with the putter in hand. You're able to put it in the middle.
Exactly right. Try and take a bit of my my golf game into my footy game, so we'll have to keep working on it.
I bet. Well, look, I'm filling in for Declan Byrne this week, Logan, and he always asks how the journey started for every guest that he has. So I want you to take me back to being a little tacker. How did Logan Morris get involved in the sport of AFL?
Yeah, I grew up in Melbourne, so obviously that's a pretty heavily invested in AFL. So I got thrown into Auskick when I was about probably 10 or 11, just played Auskick. My pa was the president at Spotswood, so that's where I played a lot of my junior footy and obviously just went through all the ranks, played a little bit of interleague. And then when I got to about 16, 17, that's when I kind of thought there could be a dream in AFL. So that's when I took it a bit more seriously and started to take, footy a bit more seriously. I played basketball as well at the same time, but then I dropped basketball to focus on footy and I'm glad I've made that decision now. And then I went across to the Western Jets and played bottom age 18s and top age 18s there and was lucky enough to obviously get drafted by Brisbane at the end of that year. And now I'm into my second year at Brisbane and obviously another two to go. So, my footy journey has come a long way and I'm very proud of where I've come from.
So for a kid from Victoria, draft night rolls around and you hear you're going to be in Brisbane as part of the Lions organisation. What's that realisation like for a young man who has to change states to follow his dream?
It was definitely a big change for myself and my family. 18 years old, moving out of home straight away and not knowing anyone up here. So you kind of, you're exposed to the outside world and you just got to form great mates as soon as you get to the club. And Brisbane are great at welcoming boys into the club. Like, you feel like you've been there for so long since the first day you walk in there. So, yeah, Brisbane definitely did a great job of welcoming into the family. And, yeah, I feel like home there now. I've got a bunch of great mates at the club. And, yeah, I'm loving my time there. Mum and Dad are always flying up to Brisbane as well. So it's good to see them all the time, and family are staying in touch.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about your mum and dad being up here for your debut very shortly, but I have heard that the Lions are very good at welcoming young players. Who was the player that most put their arm around you and said, look, welcome to Brisbane, whatever you need, I'm going to help you?
There was a few boys when I look back now. I think to build a great relationship, I had Kyle Lohman. Like, we're probably best mates now, and yeah, he was great when I first got to the club. We had a few mutual friends, so yeah, he definitely was a mate of mine from the start. And then the older boys like Dunks and Charlie and Jared Berry, those boys are just a couple of them are from Melbourne, so they're in a similar boat to me. So yeah, just building great relationship with them, and they've definitely helped me and helped my career so far.
Well, it was such a unique situation for you making your debut last year. And as you mentioned, your mum and dad come up here regularly, and they just happened to come up to watch you play a VFL game. All of a sudden, after you've had a big feed of fast food on the way to the game, not thinking that you're going to play, you're out there making your debut for the Brisbane Lions. And look, everyone knows that story, you having to wear the boots of Will Ashcroft. But what did that actual lesson teach you about how well you can perform, even if perhaps the preparation isn't where you want it to be?
Yeah, it definitely taught me a lot. And I think it taught a few other people that out there playing footy that preparation is probably more of a guideline and more of a routine than how it actually affects the way you play. Because as soon as you get out there, it's just another game of footy, and whatever you've done before that, obviously there's a lot of ways you can help it, but preparation on that day was definitely not ideal, and I still went out there and got through and played a pretty good game. So, yeah, it definitely taught me a lesson that preparation, it definitely is important to do, but it was definitely a lesson that you can get through it even if things aren't 100% how you want it to be.
What did Fake say when you told him that you had a frappe and a big beef burger and everything before you went and played footy and some scoop and everything else?
He wasn't too happy, I don't think, that I had Maccas and wasn't professional on the way to the game. But it was a bit of a laugh, and we look back now and it was such a great memory, and a lot of people still have a laugh about it today.
Definitely, and you still kept getting picked, Logan, which just showed how much faith that he had in you. We've got Brisbane forward Logan Morris with me on the Saturday Sledge this afternoon. He played in the grand final last year. He's got a premiership medal and chasing a second one in season 2025. Now, last week you missed the Gold Coast game with calf soreness, Logan. How are you? Your calves all right for this week?
Yep, it's all good to go. I just had a little bit of a light strain in it after the St Kilda game, and didn't really recover the way I would have liked to, and didn't get up last week. But I think 1 week off was a good little reset to get my body right and to go again this weekend. So I'm excited to get down to Tassie and have a red hot crack at North.
What was the talk amongst the playing group about the domination of the Suns? I mean, lots been made of the fact that it was a top four clash, but the mental fragility was there once again against your opponents. Why do you guys dominate this Q clash so much? Have you been able to nail it down while you've been so successful?
I think the last couple of times we've versed them, we've had a big key focus on just winning the contested ball and winning the ball around the source. And I think we've won that the last couple of times we've versed them. We know that they're a great contested ball team, and contest is king for them. So if we can take that off them and get the ball on our terms, we know that we can expose them, and I think we've done that the last couple of times with Verstum. So the boys did that very well on the weekend. Unfortunately, I wasn't out there to have some fun with them, but the boys did it really well, and hopefully they bring that again this week.
Well, you do get the chance to take on the Kangaroos in Hobart tomorrow, and last week they only went down by 3 points to the Bombers, Harry Sheezel getting 32 touches in the end. Now, he stopped Will Ashcroft from winning the 2023 Rising Star. Do you think, even though Will won the medal from Dad last week, he's out to make a bit of a point against the man that stole his Rising Star award?
Yeah, he'll probably definitely have that in mind. He's a very competitive bloke, Will, so yeah, he'll definitely come out, and we know that he will play his role and bring a similar performance that he brought last week.
And what about Kai Lohman? Jasper Fletcher is playing his 50th match. You've got Levi Ashcroft. All you young guns, do you sort of band together as a group in the dressing room? And what do you say to the old guys like Lachie Neal and Dane Zorko? Do you ever give them any lip?
Yeah, sometimes, especially Kai Lohman. You don't want to be around him. He's a bad man. He gets into the old boys. But they love it. They love that we bring the energy. And, you know, us young boys, we stick together. But yeah, once you run out there, no one really matters how old you are, as long as you're playing your role and bringing what you have to bring to the team, and hopefully to get the result at the end of the day. But yeah, I love playing with everyone. We've got a good mix of young players and more experienced players. So yeah, I love running out there every weekend and having some fun.
I think that mix is very special. There's no doubt about that, Logan. You're going to take an extra couple of sets of coats down to Tasmania, going from Brisbane down to Hobart. You're going to pack a couple of extra jackets?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to bring a few extra layers down to Tassie. It's pretty cold by the looks of it. I asked our property manager to see if I could get a long sleeve, but he's denied that, and I don't think Fags would like any of us boys wearing long sleeves. So I'm stuck with the singlet this weekend, but we'll be right as soon as we start warming up. Get a bit warmer.
I'm disappointed. We could have been going back to the Paul Roos days, the Fitzroy Lions with the long sleeve. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit flat that I can't get the long sleeve, but it's all right. We move on.
Logan Morris, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Premiership forward with the Brisbane Lions. Thanks for being with us on the Saturday Sledge. Play well in Hobart.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Have a good one.